Sammy, along with a slang, we love a good film festival here in Melbourne. And for the fifth year, a short film festival located in the West, which is called the Setting Sun Film Festival, it's opening this Thursday. And this year, along with the short film program, which it has a huge extensive showing of the student films, there's female-only film categories, there's a new black and white film noir that we've been talking about this morning. It's set in Melbourne. It's having its world premiere at the Setting Sun Film Festival in Yarraville.
Another chilly Melbourne night, another case to crack. The name's Sam Slade, Private Eye.
Well, I'm sorry, Sam Slade. Philippa Marlowe's already on the case.
So I've probably left a few things out. Let's backtrack a bit.
I'm sorry that I am completely broke. Nobody wants to hire an arts graduate with no discernible skills. And my power's been completely cut off and I'm about to get evicted. So let's get started.
What kind of training do you have? Do you have a license? Do you have anything going for you at all besides a hat and a coat fit for a middle-aged man?
Every morning, every...
Sounds more like reality television with that arts degree call. Here to tell us more about this film, it's called Trench, is the director, Paul Anthony Nelson. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jacinta. Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very excited about the idea of film noir in Melbourne. Is this the first time we've ever had a noir film?
Look, I'd like to say yes, but no, there's actually been a couple, very small. My good friend, filmmaker Rowan Spong, who's a documentary filmmaker, actually made one a few years ago. The title isn't coming to me right now, but but yeah, they're generally quite small and quite quirky, just like ours.
Paul, one of the things that's interesting about the movie is film noir usually has, it's got the gumshoe, the detective, and then there's the woman who kind of initiates the case, who's always like the dame. You flip that. In this, the gumshoe is the dame.
Yeah, yeah, they're the same person. well, actually, that's... The dame ends up being the other lead character, who's the reclusive writer who's being stalked in her own apartment. She's kind of being gaslighted and doesn't know what's happening. And our wannabe Private Eye, who's a struggling stand-up comedian, reads one of the writer's articles talking about being gaslighted and thinks, hey, I could probably make some extra cash investigating this. I can be a detective. I'm a comedian. I'm observational, right?
So how do you make Melbourne, the city, look noir? Does it lend itself to that genre?
I've always thought so. I've always imagined Melbourne in black and white. It's a weird kind of, you know, Woody Allen Manhattan thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to shoot it in black and white, and noir just feels right. You know, I mean, we all dress in black already. We're halfway there.
I know. If there's going to be any city that can pull this off, we are totally the one that can do it in this country. Now, also, it sounds like it's going to lend itself as well to a bit of comedy. Is it funny?
Yes. Yeah. So it's definitely a comedy noir.
Such a comedy noir? Are we mixing?
Oh, no. Most noirs usually have a bit of a sense of humor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, generally. Generally, there's, you know, there's wisecracks and what have you. But, yeah, this is very much half has its foot in both camps.
And yourself, are you a fan of the genre?
Oh, massively, yeah. Researching this was so much fun.
What's your favorite noir film?
Well, here's the thing. My favorite old school noir film is actually, it's, like, I love Double Indemnity and I love all that sort of stuff, but Stanley Kubrick's third film is a film called The Killing. It was kind of his first major studio film, and it has kind of a non-linear structure. It was an influence on Reservoir Dogs, and it has this great rogues gallery of faces. The Killing is my favourite film noir, but also Robert Altman's The Long Goodbye from the 70s.
Oh, really
cool. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, absolutely. Good classic, that one.
I love that so much.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Now, the Setting Sun Film Festival, as we said, is kicking off Thursday. Your film is showing as part of it. There are so many short films that are on this program. How easy is it to make films these days? Has technology really changed it for the bedroom filmmaker, or is it still a really expensive thing to be doing?
Yeah, well, depend. I mean, shorts you can make incredibly easily. The cameras are very much available. I mean, you can make shorts on your iPhone or your Android these days, you know, and download editing systems and cut it at home, cut it on your laptop and email it off to a film festival. So being able to make them is easier. Being able to make them well is sometimes expensive. depending on how much you kind of want to put into the production value. But yeah, it's definitely so much more accessible these days. Of course, like us making a feature, it's still expensive relatively.
And I think one of the clever things that you did in kind of getting this made was open it to crowdfunding. We have a text right now. You'd be happy to hear this. This is from Graham, who's one of our regular callers and texters, who says, "Very proud of myself. I helped crowdfund Trench. So go me."
Hey, thank you, Graham.
Yeah. Thanks, Graham. Now, as we said, it's playing as part of the Setting Sun Film Festival, but the tickets for that particular showing are sold out. So if you want to see Trench, you can also do it on May 17 at Lido Cinema in Hawthorne, and I'm sure you can get on to the Lido Cinemas and find out more about that. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. I just wanted to add some slang, some noir slang.
Yes.
If you want people to call in, tell them to drop a dime.
Drop a dime. Paul Anthony Nelson, director of Trench, thanks for joining us this morning. And Paul will be showing that film Trench coming up, as we said, as part of the Setting Sun Film Festival.